Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris, at JMorrisMCM on Twitter. You can see miracles.com at TitansMCM. Today is Friday, October the 28th. Yesterday, the biggest news was that Ryan Tannehill was listed as a limited participant in practice. I saw a video on Twitter where it looked like he was walking gingerly, we'll say, on that ankle. Paul Kuharsky mentioned that Tannehill did not participate in the part of practice that was open to the media. And so he and Paul said that's typically the lightest portion of practice. So I don't know what Tannehill did yesterday for them to list him as limited. I think this is trending toward him not playing. I don't know that we're going to I'll say this. I would doubt that we get that information before Sunday, because I think the Titans would like to keep that under wraps for as long as possible. But it just seems like it's trending in a way that he's not going to be able to go. Like I said yesterday, I think he has a high ankle sprain. I'm not a doctor. I'm just basing this off of the fact that he said, I have an ankle sprain. I'll leave it at that. That, to me, seems like he doesn't want to divulge any information that is going to tip the Titans' hand in what he's going to be able to do this weekend. So we'll see. I mean, if he can be out there and they think that he can help them at all, then I think he'll be out there. I mean, I don't think this is a place where they're looking to get Malik Willis in the game. However, I think we're going to see Malik Willis's first NFL start on Sunday. Again, I could be wrong. I don't know. This is all just speculation, you know, looking from afar. But, you know, this game is going to come down to Derrick Henry anyway, right? I mean, Derrick Henry is going to get, I mean, depending on, you know, game script, I would say 30 carries here. And I would say he's going to get close to 200 yards because the Texans are terrible at defending the run. And the Titans, even if Tannehill plays, he's not going to be close to 100%. So the Titans are going to want to lean on Derrick Henry, I think, even more than normal here. So that's kind of what I think we're trending towards. I think we're trending toward Malik Willis's first start. You know, we'll see. I'm excited about that. I mean, we saw Willis in the preseason. We saw how much better he got from week one to week three. You know, worked out some of the things that he had issues with, holding onto the ball, that kind of stuff. You know, I think we, well, I won't say everybody, but most people that are paying attention and whatever wanted this to go in a way where Tannehill plays all year. And Malik Willis has the year to learn, and then you've got a true battle next year for who the starting quarterback is going to be. If Willis has to get in early, you know, we'll see. We'll see what kind of strides he's made, and we'll see, you know, how much he's picked up, how much he has developed in this time where he has just been practicing and learning. I have high hopes for Malik Willis. I think he's going to be a good player in this league. We may get to see the beginning of that on Sunday. Who knows? But Ryan Tannehill's still a starter. He'll be the starter when he's healthy. All those types of things apply. Even if Malik Willis goes out and lights it on fire on Sunday, Ryan Tannehill's still the starter for this team, as he should be. All right, a few practice notes that we noticed on yesterday, which was Thursday. Jeffrey Simmons still did not practice with his ankle injury. Again, he got hurt in the game, came back a lot like Ryan Tannehill. We'll have to see if he's ready or not. Again, I think this is just a way that I think this is just trending towards him getting as much rest as he can during the week and then hopefully being able to go on Sunday, but we'll see. He has not practiced yet. Rashad Weaver has missed both days of practice with a back injury. Not great there, considering you know, the pass rush, and they need all those guys out there. Guys that were limited but upgraded to full. So limited on Wednesday, upgraded to full. On Thursday, Aaron Brewer, Dylan Cole, Morgan Cox, all those guys look to be back. Nate Davis has logged two straight days of limited practices. You'll notice that he was limited last week as well, then didn't play. So hopefully this is trending towards him being ready to go. Maybe we see them plug Dylan Radins in at left tackle. Hopefully they make a trade for a left tackle, but, you know, we'll see on that. Bud Dupree was limited on Wednesday with a hamstring injury, but he was back full on Thursday. Same thing, Ben Jones limited on Wednesday with a knee injury. He's full. He's going to play as long as he has both legs. David Long limited both days with a groin injury, and then Zach Cunningham and Joe Jones have both been full participation both days. So it looks like we'll get Zach Cunningham back this week, which is good because, like I said, last year he was really good. He had struggled earlier this year, but he's a good football player. He'll figure it out. They need him out there. The defense is better with him out there. So anyway, I mean, look, this is a game on Sunday they got to get, right? I mean, regardless of if Tannehill goes or not, how close to 100% the rest of the team is, it doesn't matter. The Texans are not good. They are the worst team in a bad division. The Titans have got to get this game. I think they will. I think they can do it with – I mean, we saw – it was a couple of years ago. I mean, it's been, I guess, Vrabel's first year when I think Mariota didn't play, Taylor Lewan didn't play. It was like a mash unit out there, and the Titans did a fake punt for a touchdown, you know, ran the ball, all those things, and were able to win. I think you see something similar here. I mean, I can't imagine that even with all these guys out, they're going to lose to the Texans. Now it's the NFL, blah, blah, blah. But I think that they're going to find a way to put it together to win this game. They need to. They got to, really, because you've got a tough stretch coming up. I mean, they play the Chiefs next week on Sunday Night Football. That's a tough game if everybody's 100%. And, you know, we've seen that, especially with this team, that they're not ever going to be 100%. And, I mean, no team is in the NFL at this time. So go out, find a way to win a football game against a bad team, get to next week, you know, keep the momentum going. And I think they'll be able to do that. So that'll do it for today. Check out musiccitymiracles.com. We'll have all the updates from Friday's practice. We'll see what Vrabel says about, you know, Vrabel is willing to rule people out on Friday. We've seen that we've seen it all year. I just don't think he's going to do that with Tannehill. Even if Tannehill is limited again today, maybe he'll be full and he'll start. I don't know. But I would imagine you're going to see limited practice from Tannehill today, questionable game time decision. That's the way it's going to go. And I think Malik Willis starts, but I could be wrong. It's happened once before. All right. So like I said, between now and then, musiccitymiracles.com. Check it out. We'll be back Sunday with a recap of the Texans game. And then next week, starting to get ready for the Chiefs. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again on Sunday.